Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Golds. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is hit by the pitch. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Braun moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Johnson moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Lowenstein moves to third. 2 outs. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Dave Goltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goltz bunts towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second, with Duffy covering, for one, and over to first, with Brohmer covering, for the double play. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. 1 out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-0 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goltz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey strikes out. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Borgman and Lowenstein is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilcox strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Golds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds is 0-for-1 in the game. Golds is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Del Unser now playing center field. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Golds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds is 0 for 2 in the game. Golds strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chambliss moves to third. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Braun trying to get to second. Unser throws the ball into Duffy, who relays the ball to Broemer, who tags Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Monson pinch runs for Glenn Borgman. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Dave Golds. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 4 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Broemer moves to third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 4 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive towards the mound. Mingori reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Braun is hit by the pitch. Carew moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Braun moves to second. Rick Renick pinch runs for Rich Reese. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Ed Farmer now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Darwin strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Carew steals home. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.